an environment where money growth has been decelerating, and that is less inflationary. This is Wade Hampton of Oster Wills Bickel for CKFH.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
1969 in solid gold, Kenny Rogers, back in the days when he was the lead singer for the First Edition. Ruby, don't take your love to town. 517 with Mike and Company. Till 7 tonight. Hey, we have a report on the Cambodian situation close up. A look at humbug. Help undo metrication, bug your MP, along with two regular features, sound off and restaurant review. And something new for the homemaker, a brand new feature. Tomorrow's John Gilbert Show at 10 a.m. at 1430 CKFH. With Nancy Ryan and Cherokee Band.
Falls a man he could never understand, a shame in a red man's face. So they lived in the hills and they never came down, but trade at the white man's place. It was late in the spring when the snow had disappeared. They came down with a bag of skins. It was late in the year of 1910. Daddy died by the road down in Cherokee Bay. And Daddy didn't like what the white man said about the dirty little kid. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, nor the deal, nor the way that he lied. Everybody hunted what he could, and they lived for a time that way. Till the meat went bad and the food ran low, then she turned to the boy one day. I'm leaving tonight and I never will return from the land of the spirit can. So take what you need and trade what you can for a red man's grave and Cherokee Bay.
In the middle of a Warner Brothers cartoon. Chris Layton is on ahead to check traffic, and what do you have to report now that everybody is out in the middle of everything?
Do you really want to know? It's terrible, I tell you, out there, Mike.
I take it back then. Let's do the weather. Occasional rain ending tonight. No, go ahead.
Well, westbound on Shepherd east of Kiel was our latest accident location according to Metro Police, but we've got a whole slew of them for you right now. Northbound on Don Mills, just south of the York Mills region. Of course, earlier problems through there. That's still heavily tied up. Signet and Finch, that another accident location. Winford east of Don Mills, traffic tied up through there. The 401, not all that bad considering the road conditions. We did have those two earlier problems. Eastbound in the center core through the Leslie Don Valley Parkway area. Now, that has been cleaned up. However, you'll find the traffic very heavy right through there. TTC, minor delays affecting mostly the bus service routes because of the wet road conditions. You'll find Gray Coach and Go Transit still running to schedule. Cash for Life Instant Scratch and Win tickets are now on sale for the February 2nd draw. Get your tickets now and help support the Ontario Association for the Mentally Retarded. Back shortly with more traffic details on 1430 CKFH.
Hmm? Oh, okay. Occasional rain ending tonight. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. We're looking Saturday at an outlook that says partly cloudy and colder. Now, mind you, yesterday at this same time, they just said it was going to be cloudy today. And how many inches of cloud have we had fall on us so far? For ski country, rain ends tonight. It'll be mainly cloudy tomorrow. Current Toronto temperature still at plus 5 Celsius. 41 Fahrenheit at CKFH. Did you have something that you wanted to add, or?
I just said, watch out, there's a cloud now.
Yeah, oh yeah. Get your umbrella, get your shower curtain.
I'm John Gilbert with my best friend and personal tailor, Saul Corman, of Corey's Clothiers to Gentlemen at 569 Danforth Avenue. Well, it's 1980, the beginning of a new decade. The second floor of Corey's is loaded with cruise wear in spring and summer fashions. But on the main floor, the inventory clearance sale continues with spectacular buys. Saul?
Our suits are regular valued at $350 each. Then we had on sale two suits for $351. Now two suits for $296. Our jackets and blazers that were regular valued at $250 each. Two jackets for $196. Great selection. Our flannel slacks, buy them all day, $30. Our shirts are all half price. Our sweaters, half price. Our duffel coats, less than half price, $125. Everything in the store, half price or better.
So why this big reduction?
We have to get rid of our goods for our cruise wear. We need the room on the main floor. Biggest year we ever had last year. Let's give them value.
That's at Corey's with one location, 569 Danforth.
Thank you, John and Saul. It's 525 with Mike and Company until 7 tonight at the all-new CKFH. Can't let this go by today. One of history's great inventors died on this day back in the year 1910. And again, maybe he didn't. It all depends on whether he ever lived or not. Sir Thomas Crapper is widely recognized as the inventor of the flush toilet. Honest to gosh. His biography is classified as nonfiction, though, by the American Library of Congress. It appears now, however, that Sir Thomas lived only in the mind of a British author by the name of Wallace Rayburn, who wrote the alleged biography entitled Flushed with Pride. No pun intended, I'm sure. According to the bathroom history, Clean and Decent, by Lawrence Wright, the island of Crete had flush toilets as early as 2500 B.C. So you can see where that leaves Sir Thomas Crapper.
There's a jet flying somewhere. Oh, she bought a ticket and she vanished in the sky. How was I to know she was leaving in the morning? Never heard her go, she never said goodbye. I learned to love the night, cause the light's gonna get you right between the eyes in the morning like a gun. Reaching out your hand and she's not there beside you. Oh, what can I say? Lost her in the sun. What have I done? Lost her in the sun.
WCKFH News.
Good evening, it's 5:30. I'm Al Michaels. Occasional rain ending by evening, mainly cloudy tomorrow. Metro Chairman Paul Godfrey has denied allegations of serious wrongdoing in the Metro Ambulance Department. He also brands as political muckraking charges that he was involved in a cover-up. North York Councillor Pat O'Neill blames Ontario for inner-city problems. She wants Queen's Park to help solve those problems. U.S. Senator Jacob Javits spoke at the Sheraton Center today. He called on Western allies to unite against the Soviets and felt the Russians would pull out of Afghanistan in about 6 to 8 weeks. The deadline for license sticker renewals is February 29th. More than 2.75 million stickers across the province have yet to be picked up. 1979 tax forms won't be available at taxation offices and postal stations until Tuesday at least. Metro police say they put the cuffs on the man they call Mr. Big. 29-year-old John Wright was picked up after a 3-year investigation into robberies across Canada, including Toronto. Liberal members of the Ontario legislature have condemned New York State for allowing an American company to dump treated chemical waste into the Niagara River. The University of Toronto says its students whose literacy is suspect will likely be given a mandatory test in English language proficiency. Seems there is a 30-45% failure rate for students entering the Faculty of Arts and Science. Bell Canada operators remain off the job in Metro today. Bell expects a full-scale strike in Ontario and Quebec sometime this month. The cockroach population in town is growing. It's jumped by 30%. Chemicals to rid the bugs apparently aren't doing the job. 5 Soviet ships are heading for the Indian Ocean. 20 American naval vessels are already there. American reporters got the boot from Afghanistan. The pro-Soviet government says the reporters are too nosy. It's one of those days. Mayor Sewell is at odds with the provincial government. She says the province is worse than any developer. Sewell says the province is trying to run roughshod over city bylaws governing land it owns east of Bay Street. The Tories have trimmed a year on $500 million from their mortgage tax credit plan. The original plan would have given Metro homeowners a $370 tax credit for 1979. Gold closed at $760 an ounce U.S. today, and the Canadian dollar closed up 9.50 at 0.8621. And now to bail me out in sports, here's Scott Ferguson. Scott?
Al, the Leafs play the Islanders at the Nassau Coliseum tonight. Floyd Smith was just raging after the way the Leafs played last night in Pittsburgh. He's just hoping they got the message. Ron Ellis did not go to New York, so it looks like Rocky Saganuk will be ready to go. If not, whoever was supposed to sit out will take his place. We've got another Daryl Sittler trade rumor. This time he's supposed to be going to Chicago. The Hawks are offering a couple of players, some draft choices, and enough cash to buy out Sittler's contract. The Argos have signed another assistant coach. Steve Goldman will take over from Mike Faulkner as wide receiver coach. Goldman has been at the University of Louisville for the last 5 seasons. George Knutson shot a 68 today at the Phoenix Open, and he's right up there with the leaders. J.C. Snead is the leader. He shot a 66. About half the players are still out on the course there. The next men's downhill ski race is tomorrow in Bengen, Switzerland. Ken Reid had some great practice runs today. He came first in the morning and fourth in the afternoon. The Canadian Figure Skating Championships in Kitchener, the compulsory figures are over. We could have a couple of upsets in the making. In the men's division, Gary Beacom of Toronto is leading defending champ Brian Pokar of Calgary. And in the women's, Heather Kemp-Karen is leading last year's champ Janet Morrissey. Al will have the weather right after this.
The compounds are being cleared. Little Brothers in Weston is clearing their storage compounds of new cars and demos. Over 100 1979s must go. It's their 53rd year, and it's going to be their biggest volume year ever. Thunderbirds, LTDs, LTD2s, Granadas, Mustangs, and Fairmonts, all at drastically reduced prices, plus a complete selection of trucks. The boss has ordered these vehicles off the lot to make room for the 80s, and every deal will be written up during this special sale. Over 100 1979s must go, new cars and demos, including trucks. For current availabilities, call Little Brothers in Weston at 244-1701. The 1979 clearance sale is on. From Thunderbirds to Fairmonts and trucks, these vehicles are priced to move now. Drive in with a deal and drive away a bargain. Little Brothers Ford in Weston, 2209 Road, just it's their 53rd year, and it's going to be their biggest volume year ever.
CKFH weather for Toronto, occasional rain ending by evening, mainly cloudy tomorrow. Outlook for Saturday, partly cloudy and colder. For ski country, rain ending tonight, mainly cloudy tomorrow. Current Toronto temperature 5 Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit at CKFH.
Good weather forecast. Got the call letters right.
I'm only kidding.
Thank you, Michael.
With Mike and Company at 538. Hey, listen, let's, before we go any further, try and narrow down those Daryl Sittler trade rumors, okay? So far, the only team that doesn't want Daryl is the Welland Senior B team. Pardon? What? Oh, I see. They don't have a senior team at Welland.
I'd rather leave while I'm in love, while I still believe the meaning of the dreams and just pretend that you and I are never gonna be too many times.
I'm Still in Love, Rita Coolidge, 542. Did you watch the Leaf hockey game last night, Chris Layton?
I did not. I must be honest, I didn't watch it at all.
Boy, I'll tell you, Sittler, if they trade Sittler, I think they're nuts.
I think that's
really
crazy, though, if they did. Because he's been a real asset over the years to the Leafs. You don't agree, or you do?
I do, yes. I mean, the Leaf players even say that he's still their leader in the dressing room. He's the guy they go to, so...
What do you think of Punch? Do you think he's got the right idea?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I can understand his situation as well. I hated to see Lanny McDonald go. I really did. Because Lanny McDonald, let's face it, is a hell of a hockey player.
Oh, no question.
Daryl Sittler, I don't think you want to trade.
No.
Pommettier, I would like to see them keep.
Definitely.
If he's made up his mind, he doesn't want to stay in Toronto, wants to go somewhere else and make more money, fine, let him go. But you better get something in return. I think we've got two pretty good hockey players. I think when Don Cherry was on Talking of Sports with Bob McCown a couple of weeks back, he was saying that Hickey is having a little bit of trouble. Was having a little bit of trouble in New York. Looks like he's working hard out there. Paymont is a good goal scorer, and he's a hard worker. So it was a good even trade, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens a year or so down the road. I think that's when most of the sports media types are saying the same thing. That's when you tell how well you did. We better not dwell on this any longer. It's 5:43. You got some traffic there?
Well, here's the bad news. We just got off the phone with Downsview OPP, and apparently the 401... is still very heavily traveled, and that's in the vicinity of the parkway. Now, we have no accidents remaining on the roadway at all. However, you will find that the backup still remains through the parkway area. Both Center Core and Collectors, actually, from about the Bayview region right over through the Don Valley Parkway. And a big mess this afternoon, southbound on the Allen Expressway. This is down through the Lawrence region, right down towards Eglinton. We had an earlier accident at Lawrence, that is, and that has caused quite a backup through there. The Gardner Expressway, heavily traveled York Street out through to Strawn. TTC still experiencing minor delays, and you'll find that both the GO Transit and Grey Coach lines running to schedule. $1,000 a month sure is grand. Get your $2 cash for life lottery tickets now and help support the Ontario Association for the Mentally Retarded. Next drop, February the 2nd. Back shortly with more traffic details on 1430 CKF8.
This winter, tee off at the beautiful Schooner Motor Inn in sunny Myrtle Beach. Terrelon Tour's 8-day, 7-night golf excursion to unforgettable Myrtle Beach includes non-stop round-trip private charter, breakfast daily, 6 days of golf and transfers. This tour departs every Saturday from February 9th through May 10th. The cost from $299 per person, double occupancy, subject to government approval. For reservations, call Terrelon Tours today at 425-9295.
While we're talking about the Leafs, congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Lanny McDonald on their new baby Leah, huh? Here's Malcolm Tomlinson to celebrate.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you.
Tomlinson from 1977 at the all-new CKFH with Mike and Company. Till 7 tonight, 5:48 on the clock right now. Going to be a beautiful Sunday for someone, either the Rams or the Steelers. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Sunday morning, up with the dark. I think I'll take a walk in the park.
Steelers. Bob McCown just stuck his head in the door here at CKFH and said, I have it, and you can mention this on the air if you want. Bob McCown talking of sports, CKFH 10 to midnight, that he has it from reliable sources that it will be safe to plan your dinner for about 6:15 on Sunday night. By that time, it's going to be all over. Steelers will have about 21 points, and the Rams will have none. That's what Bob says. Tune them in tonight and get more 10 p.m. here at 1430 CKFH. I will say one thing about the Sittler thing, Chris, before we get into the traffic. Very briefly, I was a little disappointed. I think he probably was the recipient of a little bad advice when it came to the announcement of the charity hockey game.
What's that?
Now, mind you, well, I just think that that was not the time to hold up Ballard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a great Harold Ballard fan.
Now, you're probably right there. Yeah, I think they should have thought before they did that.
There probably is more to the story than anybody knows at this point. Which is usually, but you know, we're not privy to that information. But I thought that was kind of a lousy move.
The thing I'd like to know is, where can you get one of those punch-him-like dartboards?
What do you got traffic-wise there?
Traffic-wise, we still have a lot of it, and that's westbound on the 401 collectors as you approach the Kiel region. Of course, earlier this afternoon, we had problems through there. Actually, problems in the Basket-Weave region. That is, you transfer into the collector lanes from the center core and also from the center core, from the collectors to the center core. Right now, things still on the heavy side, however, because of the wet roads, everybody driving a little slower, which is probably a good idea on this type of driving conditions. Steels very heavy through the Bathurst region, the 400 very slow exiting the 401, and you'll find that it's still very heavy on Finch Avenue, and that's as you approach that detour point at Dufferin. Every month you purchase a $2 Cash for Life lottery ticket, your help goes to support the Ontario Association for the Mentally Retarded. So get your ticket now for the February 2nd draw. You could win for life.
Back shortly with more traffic details on 1430 CKFH.
Highways in and around the Toronto region are in reasonably good shape this afternoon. They are bare, but they are wet. Rain is pretty well general. However, anybody going out of the city, particularly northbound, should be advised that there are fog patches, particularly from Toronto up to the Barrie and Collingwood regions. Visibility can be reduced to fair, sometimes even poor. Eastbound on the 401 to the Quebec border, no real problems, nor are there any westbound down to Windsor, Detroit. The QEW is also bare but wet. From the Ministry of Transportation and Communications, this is Barry McDivitt for CKFH.
Thank you, Barry. Snapshots, home of the 99-cent color print film. There's a Snapshots location at Hydro Center Building, Bramley City Center, and King and York Streets. Terry DeSerio with KC, a little Miami music here. KC of the Sunshine Band, you remember him, don't you? How soon they forget. Yes, I'm ready.
I don't even
touch you and squeeze you and hug you and all that good stuff. That is Terry DeSerio with KC at 1430 CKFH 557. A short jaunt to Marina Del Rey with Mike and Company, and then we'll arrive at news time at 6. Hang in.
Better get a job. Living in the sun. CKFH News.
Good evening at 6 o'clock. I'm Al.